Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we continue to discover who God is. And right now we are furthering our discovery in the Old Testament book of Job. Once again, we learned a lot this week. I have listeners say to me all the time that they like to listen to each broadcast as a podcast more than once. They learn more this way and catch something the second or third time through that was missed in the first hearing. So if you have time for that, go to the God Is website and listen for free as many times as you want. www.godisministry.org. When we left off yesterday, we were in the last scene of this second act of Job. This is Act 2, Scene 10. There are several parts to this scene because there's much in the wisdom of Elihu spoken to Job that we want to capture in our lives all these centuries later. This is how the Word of God operates. The Spirit of God takes the written Word and applies it directly to us. No other book does this, only God's book. I believe by faith that God is using His Word to speak to you. I know He is speaking to me. And my prayer is that you and me both will do what He is commanding us to do, that we will be who He desires that we be, and that this world will be one to Christ because of how we live. The world needs Christians who both know the Bible and live the Bible. The world is a very dark place, but Christ's people live in the light which we are commanded to shine in very dark places by how we live in word and deed. I'm thinking of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. This is Matthew 5, 16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, 16. Indeed, may we be Christ's witnesses in our neighborhoods this day and this weekend. Let's take what we learned from the book of Job, apply this to our lives, and live to the honor and glory of God. And let's see what else we can glean from the stage now as Elihu continues his awesome monologue. All good dramas have monologues and dialogues. The book of Job has plenty of both. Here in Act 2, Scene 10, Elihu gives his monologue, and let's pick it up at the very end of chapter 33 and verse 31. I'll comment here briefly before getting into chapter 34 today. We've been in chapter 33 for the last few days, and now one more verse here in chapter 33. I love this. Listen to Elihu speak to Job, but really to you and me in verse 31. Pay attention, O Job. Listen to me. Keep silent and let me speak. Okay, Elihu, you have my attention. I am listening. My eyes and ears are set on you, up there on center stage, as you deliver this much-needed monologue to my life. Thank you for explaining to us the ways of God. And this brings us to Job chapter 34. The main point that we will hear Elihu stress in this chapter is this: God is always right. God is always right because God is perfect and God cannot ever do anything wrong. God is always right, and when we dare to suggest that God is wrong, well, then we will be quickly corrected by the Lord. And of course, this matter of God being always right comes up when we talk about pain, problems, evil, and suffering. Be honest, when you are struggling with something that is not going well in your life, don't you sometimes wonder if God has wronged you? If God has not been right? Let's see this in the text and begin at Job chapter 34 and verse 5. Elihu is quoting Job, "For Job has said, I am righteous, but God has taken away my right." Job 34 verse 5. Aha! Elihu correctly quotes Job as saying, I am right, God is wrong. I am right, but God has not given me a fair chance to prove just how right I am. Let's continue in verse 6. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression, Job says. Job is throwing a real pity party, reasoning that God has given him an incurable disease that Job did not deserve. God is not doing right by poor Job. And we see what this quote-unquote reasoning does to Job's relationship with God down in verse 9. This is Job chapter 34 and verse 9. For Job has said, it profits a man nothing when he is pleased with God. Now here at verse 9, we have an example of when Elihu was wrong. Job never said this. Elihu put words in Job's mouth. Elihu was wrong to do that. However, the sentiment was within Job's heart. The quote is wrong, but the feeling that lies behind is what Job did feel. And I am afraid very many of us Christians feel this way also. We think that because we have made the difficult choice to repent of our love of sin and to thrust our faith in Jesus Christ, to obey his commands in a world where pretty much everyone else is doing the opposite, we come to believe that God really owes us for this. Our destructive thinking kind of goes like this. Come on, God. Here I am serving you, loving your son Jesus. I try really hard to be a good Christian. I never miss a Sunday at church. Lord, even during this time when the church is not meeting together in the sanctuary, I am very faithful to watch Facebook Live from wherever I am. And I still give my tithe to the church. I pay my offering. God, I even dedicate time to listen to podcasts like this one. I have Christian radio on. Lord, just so you're aware, I've been trying my best to be a Christian. So why do I have suffering in my life? I have been faithful to you, so why are you not being faithful to me? We think, I have been serving God. Why is he being so mean to me? Where is my reward? Is this not an attitude formed by the experiences we sometimes have? We feel that God has wronged us in some way. What does not help is that the global church is now dealing with what I consider to be a false teaching, and I realize you may disagree with me on this, but a false teaching that God will make all people who have great faith in him healthy and wealthy. That is, when we exercise a generous amount of faith in God, he will reward us with healthy bodies in which there will be no sickness and disease. And God will reward us with wealth, money, bulging bank accounts. Here and now, God exists to make us prosperous. We see the results of our faith in very tangible ways as he prospers our lives. I do not see this teaching in the Bible. While I do not have time today to refute this popular teaching, I want to say this does a great disservice to us on the point Job is making to Elihu. God has wronged him. You see, if we believe that when we have great faith in God, he will bless us with health and wealth here and now, then what happens when we are not blessed with the promised health and wealth in this life? I'll tell you what happens. We think God has wronged us. We surmise that God has made a false promise. He's not keeping his word to us. But the big problem with this is that God has not promised us this in the first place. The health and wealth teaching is not biblical. Are you a sick Christian? Do you know Christians with illness and disease? Are you a financially poor Christian? Do you know true believers living even in poverty? Are you willing to suggest their problem is they do not have enough faith? I am not. We must be very, very careful that we do not promise Christians something that God has not promised them, that God has not promised us. Sometimes Christians with great faith are healthy and sometimes sick. Sometimes Christians with great faith are wealthy and sometimes poor. My point today is that the false teaching lurking in churches does not help when it comes to us sometimes feeling that God has done wrong to us. For this and a plethora of other reasons, we sometimes get down to where Job was in chapter 34. Job feels that God has wronged him. Job is right and God is wrong. And before we are too critical of Job, let us consider if we have ever felt this way. Well, our pastor Elihu speaks directly to this bad attitude within us. Listen to Job chapter 34, verse 10. Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do wickedness and from the Almighty to do wrong. That's Elihu in Job 34, verse 10. The men of understanding here includes Job's three friends. Elihu says, listen up, all of you. God cannot do evil. God cannot do wrong. God is never wicked, and God is never wrong. It is you who are wrong. God is in the right. We are in the wrong. Elihu's main point in his speech to Job is that God is always right. God is always right because God is perfect, and God cannot ever do anything wrong. God is always right, and when we dare to suggest that God is wrong, well, then we will be quickly corrected by the Lord. What is your response to this as we end the week together? Have you felt that God has done wrong? That's a very real and honest human emotion, and it can be very raw, right below the surface, churning around in your soul. At this moment, I invite you to consider the interaction between Elihu and Job in Job chapter 34. And I recommend that you get a hold of a Bible sometime this weekend and read Job chapters 32 to 37. Job 32 through 37. Take in the full context of Elihu's monologue. Follow his argument to his friend Job. As you do this, cry out to God and ask him simply, speak to me. See what he says. And then join me again on Monday, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.